Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, so we talked about earlier about the internet being down and all this, what is it, the Cloudflare?
Yeah, Cloudflare.
Yeah,
it's similar to AWS that went down a couple of weeks ago, we were told. We learned that in the men's room as well, I think, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we learned that.
Bob and I go to the bathroom in between the breaks, and SlimFast walks in from Laszlo's show over on The Rock. And I just, you know, joke and make a small talk. I say, you guys talking about the Chiefs' downfall over there? He goes, well, not yet. We did yesterday. So, music station, they talk sports.
Right.
Just like you think that sports stations can't talk anything other than sports. Laszlo and SlimFast are over there talking about it yesterday. Of course, they're in the city of Kansas City.
Yes,
it's
right.
Big. Their listeners also enjoy sports as well. And then we're talking about the internet going down. And I know you know the Kool-Aid scene. Oh, yeah. You know, walking through the door.
Mm-hmm.
That was Binkley walking into the bathroom, and he says, and I quote, hey, this internet being down is jacking up my Hy-Vee app. I can't order my beer. It's a tragedy.
At 7:58 in the morning. So Bink is doing the midday show today from 10 to 2. More power to him. He's planning the rest of his day. He's hoping to have had the beer ordered so that when he gets home, that beer has been dropped off and mom has it on ice.
Yes.
And so when he gets home for Maction tonight, that beer is cold, and that beer is ready to go.
Hell yeah.
But with this Cloudflare down, Hy-Vee is part. That's who they use. Their app went down. Binkley couldn't order his beer. Just imagine this gentleman bursting, as Dusty said, through the bathroom door. I mean, like, literally kicking it down and complaining about the Hy-Vee app not working today because Cloudflare is down.
It's
and he couldn't get his beer. And then he did. He called it a tragedy today.
Hey, this internet being down is jacking up my Hy-Vee app. Can't order my beer. It's a tragedy. I mean, if you want a man's man, there you go.
I mean,
can't get my food? Not on the table. Can't get my supplies? Not on the table. can't get my effing beer, it is a tragedy.
Right, yeah, yeah. Not the stuff I actually need to live.
Somebody
my beer.
Says from the 816, 7 a.m. beer orders. Have you met the guy?
Come on, man.
But I don't blame him for doing it. Sometimes you do that stuff ahead of time. You know, you order your groceries. It's there when you get home. You're going to be working all day. The last thing you want to do is after work have to worry about it. That's why Hy-Vee is great with their Aisles Online mm-hmm. program as well. You could order your stuff anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You know, with the Aisles Online, have it delivered at home, have it picked up at the store, whatever you want to do. Hy-Vee is wonderful for all of that. And so Binkley's gotten kind of in his routine where he's gotten the app. He's ready to go. He's ordering his food. He's going to work. He's going to get home. He's going to have dinner and his beer. And now the internet's down.
Yeah, it's...
And Schefter can't tweet and Binkley can't order beer. We got a national crisis.
Binkley's got to be loaded tonight. There are three games on at 6 o'clock tonight.
Ooh, wait, three football games?
Yeah, you got Akron versus Bowling Green.
Oh, that's huge. Yeah, when those two teams get together, you throw the record book out the window.
Barnburner. UMass, Ohio.
When those two teams get together, nobody watches.
And Western Michigan and Northern Illinois.
Kegs and eggs and football. Let's go.
I'm telling you what, you got to be some diehard to dial into that.
Let me tell you something here. Bowling Green -3.5, Ohio -33.5, and you got the Western Michigan Ichabods. It's not actually who they are.
Are Western Michigan, are they the Catamounts? Or is that Vermont?
Broncos. Western Michigan Broncos, and they're favored by 6.5. Bobby, take all three favorites, parlay together. You got yourself 6-pack of cold ones.
Yeah, but they're not coming today because the internet's down.
Tragic.
Tragedy. Tragedy, the man said.
He's just coming to bat. He's hoping you guys will listen. Dude. He needs someone to hear about this.
Well, we just happen to be talking about it.
Yeah.
And it just, you can't make things up. Because Binkley was trying to order beer, and it just so happens three guys that are just hanging brain are talking about the internet being down, and it just perfectly matched.
It just, it was like a perfect storm. The internet's down. I can't get my beer. What?
Somebody says, Jay does love chewing tobacco, football, and beer.
Damn right.
And yeah, he does.
Hey, Ivy, how long you been? Hey, internet, how long you been out?
Okay. We have said many a time that Jay Binkley is the only guy we know that calls help desks, right? Like, every time you turn around and you look out there, the man's on the phone with a help desk. Who are you calling? Is there an internet help desk that we can get him to call?
He's trying to figure out Elon Musk's number.
I mean, he'd call.
He'd try to get all this nerd, tell him to stop building rockets, and tell him to get this internet back to working so I can order my beer called Bottle Rocket.
What beer was he ordering today that he had to have? Is there a winter lager out from Sam Adams that he had to have?
Well, what you don't know is he already got the spring editions out, Bob, because come February, spring beers are sold out. But luckily, nobody can order it because the internet's down, so there's a key to it.
816 says, Dusty, do something good today and get Bink his beer.
I will.
I mean,
right after the damn show.
So he's ordering Sam Adams Winter Lager or like Coors Light, right?
A million percent.
It's one or the other. Because the fall beers are done. He's past that stage. Mm-hmm. He's on like the Rogue Ales or the Mothers, you know, all the dark beers, the Tall Grass, Buffalo Sweat, all that kind of stuff. Look at that man out there. That's a beautiful man sitting over there.
Could you imagine if I told him I'd go get his beer and I just got him a 6-pack of like Smirnoff Ice?
What would he do?
Hey, he'd take this, go shove it up your ass.
I mean, look at this. Roll the beautiful Binkley footage, please. I mean, just a man.
Hey, well, yo, man. Don't think, just do, piss me off. Well, I don't think that.
I mean, this.
So I was just always so hammered. I don't remember anybody else drinking. That game last night really pissed me off, to be honest with you. Boobs are great.
The internet's down.
You're a creep, dude. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Good luck following that one up, Josh Briscoe.
Well, I don't think that.
Oh, my God.
That's my favorite.
The internet is down. I can't order my beer. It's 7:30 a.m.
Yeah. Well, he's preparing, you know? It's like you can put in your curbside to go order after the show and go pick it up and have it ready to go for you, you know?
I don't blame him for doing it. It was just, I wasn't expecting that.
I mean, it's just, you know, you gotta respect the man's grind, dude. Somebody needs to make a beer after Binkley.
They should. I'm surprised nobody's made a Binkley brew yet.
It's just called like Bink's Take, and then you don't know why it tastes the way it does. It'd be hoppy, that's for sure. You'd have to think.
He could call it Tank 69.
I mean, imagine if Hy-Vee picked up the phone and it was
football, energy drinks, beer, more football. Welcome to Bink at Night.
Hey, welcome back to Bink at Night. As we like to do, we call it Monday Evening Quarterback with Kit Swanson. Kit, sorry about my voice, brother.
Hey, you're all right.
You're just fine,
my friend.
Hey, man, what did you make of Mahomes yesterday? Was that his best performance ever?
It was probably his worst.
He's the first voice you hear 3 hours before kickoff and the first voice you hear after the final whistle.
Future Hall of Fame receiver, future Hall of Fame quarterback, being able to figure it out for the last half of the season.
Here's the new Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show host, Josh Briscoe.
I'm not going to lie. I just texted our old boss, John Hansen, and I said, the internet's down, and Bink is livid that the Hy-Vee app isn't working, so he couldn't order his beer this morning. Like, you get that text from me if you're John. You go, yeah, I totally understand.
We go out to Josh Briscoe now. You heard the promo there. He's 3 hours ahead of the pregame show, 3 hours ahead of kickoff, and then you get the postgame show. Josh, I can only imagine. Toughest post-game show you've done in, what, quite some time?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly was not the vibe we were hunting for on Sunday. It felt like there was such an opportunity in that game for the Chiefs to kind of wipe away some of the sins of the first half of the season, and they added a couple more sins, and now we're talking about the wild card spot and a long road to the playoffs. It's very, very weird. I have never had an uncertain path to the playoffs in mid-November, talking about Patrick Mahomes, I don't think.
Nobody has, and they haven't either, and that's why I'm so interested to see how they're going to handle this. I mean, they've never been in a situation, Josh, where their backs have been against the walls fighting for their season, right? Now, you had playoff games where you had to come back in and do all that kind of stuff, but I'm talking about, like, real legit pressure where you may not make it into the big dance. I am very interested to see how this team is going to handle pressure, because quite honestly, they don't handle adversity all that well.
Right. Well, that's kind of the fascinating thing, is that obviously this team has won more win or go home games than anybody else in the last decade, and anybody since the Patriots collectively throughout those kind of split dynasties, or however you want to set that up. So there's no doubt in my mind about what the Chiefs can do in those single game playoff games. And obviously the Super Bowl was a disappointing end last year, but now, and I think that's what makes Sunday's loss so jarring or so frustrating, disappointing, whatever word you want to use to describe it. Because, you know, the Bills lost in the regular season. We see that. We thought, what, five times now? That's the thing that happens. You got the bye week to recalibrate. And if you come out of the bye and you beat the Broncos in Denver, no easy task, but certainly doable. Mm-hmm. You beat the Broncos in Denver and you kind of put everything back in front of you again. You kind of control your own destiny the rest of the way. You can look ahead to the Christmas Broncos game is another option. And now that is all out the window. And all you can do, I guess, is truly, it's a cliche, but truly take it one game at a time, because any overlooking anyone the rest of the way, like it, one or two bad losses are the end of the season. And again, that's just not a high wire act the Chiefs have had to walk with Mahomes and Reed.
So I saw your, I think it was like your response or your quoted tweet yesterday of like the confused guy at the desk when you see the stats that don't like, is this the most confusing Chiefs season you've ever been a part of?
I think so, because I think in a lot of ways they're better than they were last year on offense. And I don't even feel weird about that at this point, I guess, because I'm so used to the weirdness of Chiefs football. But last year, they had to grind through so many of those injuries and so many of the lost pieces, and it just felt like the offense was so far from what it was designed to be in training camp. I mean, with Bryce and Hollywood and Pacheco, this year they take the offensive line to an actual better place. The wide receiver room is...
All right, we'll figure out a way to get him back on through the, I guess the internet's down in his house too, I guess. He can't order his beer either.
Yeah, we'll get Briscoe back. We got a little time to with, but.
So he was kind of talking about, you know, and you guys were talking about the, you know, the situation that they're in right now. And yeah, they've been in a lot of obvious backs against the wall, must win game situations, but they've never been where every single game the rest of the way is that must-win situation. They've never had to really turn it on before the postseason. I'm wondering if that's something that they're able to do with these final seven games coming, because we've never seen them do that before. Do they have what it takes to really turn it on over these last seven games of the regular season and get into the playoffs? Because they've never had to do that before, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a different, I don't know, I don't want to say narrative, but it is a different, like Dana said, backs against the wall. Like, you have hardly any room for error.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that if you do have one, it would be against the Cowboys because of the NFC team. Chargers 7-4, you're 5-5. There's your team. You'll play them again. You've got to think that there's a possibility that their team's not going to be able to withstand the rest of the season because of all the injuries that do or that have added up to them. But we go back to Briscoe. Sorry, Briscoe, we lost you for a little bit. It was like Atlas, whatever that thing is in the sky, kind of innervating through the airwaves. But you were talking about this season being kind of a confusing one because the offense is better than last year's, but yet the record is not the same.
Right, and even these last couple of weeks, the process has been as stuffy as it was at times last year. That the Lions-Raiders-Commanders games just feel so long ago now, when the offense did seem to like indicate that, oh, that adding all of those pieces, improving the O-line and improving the wide receiving room, that was going to show us a new iteration in the second half of the season, especially when Rice came back. So I know we were optimistic then, and I know the results were good there. I do still think, and I don't know, maybe I'm ever an optimist here because Patrick Mahomes is this team's quarterback, and that means good things. But the season isn't over, but all of the easy paths are gone now. And so you have no choice but to do it the hard way, and that's the rest of the season. That would be doing it the hard way in the playoffs. And I do think there is still a world where you go, oh, okay, they are still going to figure out how to use Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Travis Kelce as their 1-2-3 in a more consistent way down the stretch. But obviously, there's just no more room for error. You can't stumble around and figure that out on the fly against Indy because they're too good. And if they beat you and you're 5-6 going to Thanksgiving, you have even less margin for error and need even more help. So it's just going to be one of those fine line seasons the rest of the way, which is obviously a very uncommon thing for us here.
You made the comment, Josh Briscoe, that you know you feel good because Patrick Mahomes is your quarterback, and normally I would say, yeah, I totally agree with that. But are we getting to the point though where Patrick Mahomes is getting too frustrated that he is trying to do things that even he's not capable of doing? Like Andy talked about it yesterday, a lot of those R's turned into P's, and you know they got to start doing more hard runs and whatnot. So I mean, yeah, you want Patrick Mahomes as your quarterback, but are we sure that Patrick Mahomes is going to do those right things and not continue to try to force a square peg into a round hole at times?
I mean, if for all intents and purposes, yeah, I will not waver in my confidence in Patrick Mahomes. I think that's going to keep being winning money there. I do think you can kind of look at the individual things. He wasn't perfect by any means, or he wasn't blameless against Denver, and I don't know that anybody was. On any side of the football, all three phases had their issues. And Mahomes, if he hits some of those deep shots early on, the tenor of the game changes. But I also think that Patrick Mahomes is the reason that we're talking about, well, yeah, they're 5-5 in mid-November, but if they're a wild guard team, everyone's going to be terrified of them. That's just not something that happens without Patrick Mahomes. You can also, I think, still point the finger fairly and say, yeah, when he does start to press a little bit, we've seen that throughout his entire career.
Yes.
He talked about that. I think it was either after the it would have had to have been after the Bills game, or maybe it was Wednesday this week. I can't remember. Sometimes between the Bills and Broncos games, he talked about, you know, being able to kind of settle himself back down and all of that. When things start to fall apart a little bit, I do think you can see Mahomes trying to put on the Superman cape because he's one of very few players in the sport who can be Superman. That's just not a way you want to live all the time. And I think that's something like to the RPO thing and that specific Andy Reid clip, I understood what he was talking about, where he's not saying there, to my ear at least, he's not saying, oh yeah, Mahomes was throwing it when he should have been handing it off. He was saying that's an RPO and he saw the pass read on that. So he threw the ball. I do still think that this team should be running the ball from under center more. That's where Kareem Hunt has been better. That's where the offensive line has looked the most comfortable in the running game. Mm-hmm. So I do think you want to make things easier on Patrick Mahomes. I think that's Andy Reid's probably his number one job the rest of the way, is how can you take a little bit of that burden of Mahomes' shoulders, so you don't get to the point where you're pressing. But when there's a moment where you need a play to be made, I am still more than happy to take Patrick Mahomes over anybody else.
Absolutely, but we have to limit those moments where plays need to be made. He doesn't have to think that he has to go out there on every single play and throw a 75-yard pass. That's why I hated the beginning of the game. I thought the beginning of the game was some of the worst play calling I've ever seen Andy Reid do. You got Rashee Rice going really early, and then you're launching three bombs right away, and then you're punting, and you're not giving your team a chance to, you know, when you do stuff like that. They have got to be more diligent and get back to basics and legitimately running the football, because nobody respects it. Everybody that we've heard from this week has called this team predictable. People know what's happening right now. Nobody respects the run, and if nobody respects the run, they're just going to drop everybody back in the pass, and then Patrick Mahomes is going to have to try to play Superman. It's going to fail.
I totally agree with the last, like, 80% of that. The nitpicky thing that I've gone back and forth with, because I also have that feeling of, like, well, the deep ball's not landing most of the time. Is that a good way to spend your first drive? If Mahomes gets that ball to Xavier Worthy just into his fingertips instead of just beyond them, we are talking about how awesome it is for the Chiefs to come out and have fireworks to start a football game again. Like, I really do think on some level that we just are thirsty for a Chiefs offensive effort that has a rhythm, that does have a quick strike, that can lean on an opposing defense and find success truly in any form. I really do think that's what this boils down to. If they run the ball well and opposing defenses go, oh, okay, we are going to respect the running game, and that's going to make life easier for Mahomes and Kelce and Rice. That's the way I'd like to see them live. If they would have connected on those deep shots that were near misses, it would have felt like the Chiefs came into Denver, threw an absolute haymaker, and then said, all right, go Knicks, play catch up the rest of the game. I think that makes sense. I think that works out wonderfully if those passes connect, but if doesn't give you points. So I do think I want to see the ceiling of the offense still trying those deep passes. I want to see the vertical passing game be something that they're able to do. But I think you want to raise the floor by being able to rely a little more on some of those running game scenarios where you should be running the football on those looks that you're getting. And obviously this is another compounding thing. You can point the finger any direction you want on it, but the only guy with a designed run in Denver was Kareem Hunt. So losing Isaiah Pacheco, even having Elijah Mitchell and Breshad Smith out there and not doing the Clyde call up against Denver, whatever, all of that led to the Chiefs really only having one running back that they seemed comfortable handing the football to. And you know, Breshad Smith was open if he would have settled down on that third down incompletion too. So maybe, I don't know. They don't seem totally confident in that running back room to do all the things they typically want running backs to do. I do think you've just got to lean on Kareem Hunt in the meantime, because it was working. But also, I will say, he was scraping himself off the field the time he got the football. Where I think Kareem Hunt's given you almost everything he can, and the Chiefs still unfortunately need a little more.
If they're not comfortable with the running backs, that's on them. They need to look in the mirror.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm on the last one here for you, Josh Briscoe. I'm on the side of F it with the whole everybody's got to eat, and maybe it should just be best players got to eat, because I think Tyquan Thornton needs to play more.
I tweeted this during the game. The Tyquan Thornton season never ended for those of us who believed. I was so happy to see him connect there. And he's been really good, not just at giving Mahomes a chance downfield, but being able to come back to the football and make Mahomes right that way in a way that was not his calling card in New England. And obviously nothing was his calling card in New England, because they just decided to part ways. And this renaissance has really, really worked out. Like, this is a top 10% outcome for Tyquan Thornton after signing to the Chiefs practice squad last fall or early winter to be in this position now. I would absolutely like to see him continue to get the football. And I think that the whole everybody's got to eat thing, really, it did have an unfortunately short lifespan, because at this point, anybody's got to eat. Like, that, I really don't care who it is. And I think that the acronym and everything can hold steady. And when Matt Nagy talks about, he's mentioned multiple times, like, oh, you know, you got all these guys. Hey, Tyquan Thornton, his role's gotten smaller, but he's been good. So I was like, well, yeah, maybe increase that role back up again. I would like to see the offense get back to the idea that it's going to run through Rashee Rice a little bit more. That was kind of the theory of this offseason and even of the first 6 weeks when he wasn't out there. So I thought we'd see a heavier dose of Rice at this point. Obviously, he did not have a very good game in Denver for his standards either, but I am absolutely signing up for more Tyquan Thornton snaps and more Tyquan Thorton targets for that matter. And I just, if the offense is moving, I really don't think I'm going to care one bit who's at the top of the receiving box score by the end of the game. You just have to find that rhythm offensively. If it's Thornton, great. If it's Rice or Worthy, great. If it's Noah Gray and Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster someday, I'll take it. But right now, you just have to find whatever's on the table for you as an offense. The Chiefs just 2 weeks in a row, or I guess 2 games in a row, it's just looked a little bit too difficult as an offense. It's been a herky-jerky unit that way, and they need to find a little bit of rhythm. Easier said than done, and it's not going to get a whole lot easier on Sunday.
Briscoe, enjoy the noon start and kicking Mac out of his fantasy football window.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To give him a chance to go watch the game as you guys will switch roles on Sunday. So we appreciate the time, and I'm interested to hear how you plan on them stopping Jonathan Taylor.
Matt, it sounds like if you want to come in and help do the post-game show, I'll do it if they win. If they lose, though, you can get a couple reps. I'm down. My record is 5-5, not including the preseason. I am wondering if I'm the problem.
No, you could be. Not a chance. Yeah, like I was the problem that they lost the Super Bowl, clearly, right? So here we are.
That's what I said. That's what I was tweeting on my burner.
Briscoe, we appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.